Welcome back. I'm Dan, and you're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today, because how would you like to get some free money? You guys have asked for it. We're bringing back the grants in 2024 and talking about that. But use this as a reference guide to start your year off, and let's get right into it. A grant is money from governments, municipalities, businesses that you don't have to pay back. It is yours to use for yourself, for your business, to expand, to promote something. I mean, it is out there, and this money is there. And the way I started my channel was I was promoting people during COVID to help them get these funds, and it was quite successful. I ran medical conferences and would help people get these grants through the government, through technology. And they are out there, guys, right now. So I found a bunch of resources for you. But think about this. If you want to grow your business, you can get a grant. If you want to pay your bills, pay your personal bills in your house, you can get grants for that. There are grants to start businesses. There are grants to expand your business. The advantage to 2024 is that it's an election year. And I don't care who you're going to vote for. I could care less right now. As far as this is concerned, what you need to be concerned about is that they're going to be giving away mountains of money, unbelievable amounts of money, and you're going to compare it to 2020, because this money is going to be out there and they have to give it to somebody. All these different resources that are out there make it so that you can just pay for anything, okay? So first things first, I found a bunch of resources, 21 different places to get grants. Number one rule with this is you pay no one for any of this. Don't pay anybody a dime to do this. You do not need a grant writer. You do not need to hire a professional. You can do this on your own. I had one woman on the channel that got four grants that totaled well over $300,000, and you can do the same thing. Okay, there are federal small business grants, grants.gov, small business technology transfer. Now, here's the thing. If you have a business and you want to do a technology push, apply for those grants like that. Because I have a friend of mine who runs a customer service type company, and they're doing a big AI push, and they're looking at grants right now for the AI push. It's out there, and they're not going to be excluded. But again, the resources are here. Rural business and small development grant. The thing I get a kick out of is, oh, Dan, those are for big cities. And I live in, you know, a small town in Oklahoma. They're out there, guys. And the first thing you do is you search within the county that you live and see if they have any grant programs for an individual, for your business. Start there. Second thing you do is you go to your state, and then you search within the industry that you're at. Okay, so if you're a termite guy, look at the termite industry, look at the service industries. There are so many grants out there, and it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. But use the resources that I put together in the video below and take a look at that, because it's just so much. And again, the Small Business Administration, you know, there's regional, state, and small grants, city, county programs. Here's the thing, there's so much COVID money left over that they've got to get rid of this money right now. And you need to take advantage of that right now before it's too late. Now, let's go through a few of these. The first one, I was absolutely blown away by this one. Do you have kids? Do you have grandkids? Do you have anybody that does any social programs like baseball, cheerleading, anything like that? There is a grant, think about this, in Arizona that is for $10,000 to hold park events. Now, you could have movie night at the grant, but they will give you 10 G's to do that. Now, the cool thing about this is, yeah, you got to spend the money on the event, but imagine what kind of an event you could have for $10,000. It's out there, guys. Use that resource below, but think about this. From an event coordinator, you could then go out and sell booth spaces to people. You could then go out and sell sponsorships to people and keep that for your Little League program, your cheerleading program, your granddaughter's program. But again, Again, I don't live in Arizona. Look within the area that you live in and see if they have a similar program. Also, call these people. Hey, what part of the, you know, of the government are you with? Oh, we're with our local city. We're with the county. Do the same thing with your area. Plus, when you call these people and you get these grants, if you say, oh, our applications are full, call them up and ask them when they're going to reopen those, because you'd be surprised how many times that happens. In Louisiana right now, they have a $10,000 grant. $10,000 grant that will help you fix your roof. Okay? Wow. I'd like to put 10 grand into my roof. You know, think about that. So that's there. The link is below. Now, Dan, I don't live in Louisiana. It makes no difference if you live in Louisiana. Look at the program that they have. All those southern states, hail damage, hurricane damage, everything that they're trying to retrofit businesses for and houses for, the money is there. Go get it. Now, the next one. There's a county offering $10,000 grants, Mariposa County, okay? $10,000 grants for your small business. Look for these right now. Oh, I didn't know that these were out there. Yeah. Get a grant application. Don't pay anybody to do this. And look at this, okay? Mariposa County offering $10,000 grants for your business. Crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. Didn't know that was there, Dan. Yep, exactly. You know, Verizon has a small business program where you can have $10,000 grants. FedEx does this every year. You know, you have to look at these. And again, if you haven't, you know, if you are a minority or you are in a low income area, there are programs galore for this right now. You just have to be resourceful. No one's going to call you and offer you the money. Okay. It's just not there. Now, the other thing is, let's look at this. Da, da, da. Oh, Chicago. Minority businesses, $10,000 to get a grant program. And the resource that I found that is the best one was 54 grant programs that you could get. And again, do some research. If you're doing this for your business, sit there and take the time and have somebody that works within the organization that has a grant package. Think about this. If you were going to go borrow money from a bank, hey, man, I'm a good credit risk. Can you write me a check? It wouldn't work that way. You would put a detailed package in for the bank so that you would be able to explain yourself. Do the same thing for a grant program. If you do that, you're going to be so ahead of the game. But this 54 different grants, I mean, it's just everything. It goes through it all. But I produce medical conferences. I produced MedTech, Biotech. I produce mixers. And these events would bring all these different government organizations in to help people get these funds. And you can sit there and say, oh, well, those are for other people. They're not for me. They are for you. They have to write these checks. And if you are diligent and you work hard, you'll be able to get these money. But think about this. Couldn't you use $10,000 for your kids' Little League program? I mean, that's insane. So Arizona is very resourceful. Arizona, because of the population, had a lot of COVID funds written to them that they didn't spend, guys. And you can sit there and say, oh, it's different here in Texas. And I always hear this stuff where people say, it doesn't apply to us. It does. It applies to everybody. Here in rich Orange County, you've got programs to help pay your utility bills. You've got 211.org, findhelp.org. But if you contact them or contact the United Way even and say, how can I get help to pay different things, my health insurance, they don't want you in a poverty situation. They don't want your business to go out of business. And why should you not get the help? You can wallow and say, oh, I'm not going to get this. It's not for me. It's for somebody, because they're writing the check to people. I help people get grants for their businesses during COVID. I know somebody that got over $800,000 for their grant for their business. So these resources are out there. Start with a local search and be diligent, okay? Let me know what you think about this and share your thoughts on this. There's more to cover on this as well. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen. Think about this. For 5 months now, I've taken collagen every morning. When I get up, it's the first thing I do. I put a scoop of it, 10 grams of biopeptides in my coffee. It's tasteless, it's odorless, but what it does is it gives me 5 different types of collagen from 4 premium sources from the good people at BioTrust. Contact them today. Go to healthwithdan.com and take advantage of this. They have a deal where it's over 50% off their regular price through their website. But let's face it, collagen is important for your hair health, your skin health, your nail health, your eye health. But the number one thing for me has been my joint pain has completely been, you know, eliminated taking this. Contact them today. Use the link below. Get yourself some Ageless Multi Collagen. Think about this. When you get older, we lose collagen per decade. We lose about 20% a year. You need to do something about that. The best thing to do is go to healthwithdan.com and look at Ageless Multi Collagen from BioTrust. I want you to think about this. This money is going to be given out. And so many people think, oh, it's for somebody else. No, it's for you. And you need to be resourceful and you need to be diligent and you need to fill this stuff out and ask questions. And if you do that, someone could write you a check. Now, I got into grants through the medical space. When I started med tech conferences and my directory and things like that, it was a very, very easy way to go out and help people because everybody needs money. Now, the other thing is the accelerators and the startup hubs that are out there, they're around the country. I know a guy that runs the coolest startup hub in Nebraska, okay, for medical technology in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, okay? I think the city has a name, but I'd like to call it that. Coolest guy in the world, but this guy has developed so many things and raised millions of dollars for his company, and you should go out and contact places like this because this technology is there. So look at the industry that you're in. If you're just trying to raise money as an individual, the money's out there, guys. You just have to go out and do some research. But look at this. Look at these hubs and look at the innovation that you can get yourself tied to because they have to give this money out. And look at that list of 54 because that's one of the coolest lists I've found in a long time. And that's what spurred me to make this video was because when you have 54 different resources from the government, SBIR, the SBDC, the SBA, all these different places, ask questions. Don't pay for a thing. Do not give anybody any money. Do not write checks. Do not do anything for anybody at all, okay? It's free. It's free for you, and you need to take advantage of this. And please understand, oh, well, how do I know I'm eligible for this? You are eligible for this, guys. Take advantage of this. Reach out today and find out about this stuff. But use 2024 and take advantage of all this free money because it is out there. And I'm telling you, you want to start a business, do some research. I get people, hey, listen, I need to meet your investors because I need $200,000. Well, have a plan, guys. Have a plan to meet investors like that. Have a plan to get the money and figure it out, okay? But it's there. And use 2024 to be successful, okay? We've all had down patches. And if you're in one, you can get yourself out of it right now, okay? Please like the video. Please subscribe to my channel. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. Let's make it a great year.